GCC Dakota in Rapid City plans to start using biomass fuel. The company is referred to by many locals simply as the cement plant. Last week, the GCC announced a new $90 million expansion of the facility that boosts annual output to 1.3 million tons of cement per year. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has more.
It takes a lot of heat to make Portland cement. Steve Post, the manager of the GCC Dakota plant, says the new biomass-fired kiln can make that heat from timber slash left over from thinning and logging operations in the Black Hills.
It's fuel that everybody uses common day for their, you know, fireplaces, etc. It's just the volume, and rather than having all that be burnt in slash piles, we can use it here to help make our product.
Currently, there are thousands of piles of slash stacked in the Black Hills in areas that were harvested for timber, hit by pine beetles, or treated for fuel reduction. Those who represent the timber industry call the move by GCC Dakota a win-win. Tom Troxell is with the Black Hills Forest Resource Association.
One of the things I hate to see is the big slash piles burned in the wintertime, and if there's any way we can figure out a way to utilize them and there's a benefit to that, plus we don't have the smoke. It's burned much hotter and much cleaner and less smoke from that, so I think it's just a win all the way around.
The new kiln is set to come online by 2018 as part of GCC Dakota's expansion plan. Officials with the company say they hope to burn other types of waste in the new kiln, including old tires. They say the new kilns produce fewer emissions than the older coal and gas-fired models. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.